Blog Talk Radio.
This is the Burke Allen Show on WAMS. Listen now as Billboard Magazine award-winning broadcaster Burke Allen talks with entertainers, authors, speakers, and everyday Americans about the issues that affect you. Be a part of the program by calling 718-506-1944 or instant message your question and comments to our show chat room and interact with today's guest. Now, from his secret broadcast bunker located somewhere beneath the nation's capital, Washington, D.C., here's your host, Burke Allen.
Thanks for listening on this sunny Wednesday from Washington, D.C. I'm Burke Allen. Our phone number, if you'd like to be a part of the program, is 718-506-1944. 718-506-1944. In just a couple of moments, we'll be talking with Darshan Shanti, 24-Hour Champion. That's the title of the book. It's all about transformation and not motivation. Darshan will tell us why his personal development book, his self-help book, is different than all the other ones that are out there. Darshan Shanti is our guest today on WAMS on the Blog Talk Radio Network. And by the way, if you'd like to instant message your questions into us, we'd love to hear from you. You can just send them directly into our chat room. Darshan Shanti is the author of The 24-Hour Champion, and back with Darshan in just a moment on WAMS on the Blog Talk Radio Network.
You're listening to the radio right now. That means you're a radio fan. Did you ever think, I could do that? I could be on the radio? Well, now you can. Visit GetYourOwnRadioShow.com now and sign up for a free online course to help you get your own radio show. Talk shows, music shows, and more. It's fun, easy, and best of all, you can learn in your own home. Find out how. Visit GetYourOwnRadioShow.com today. That's GetYourOwnRadioShow.com. GetYourOwnRadioShow.com.
This just in. Now you can speak your email instead of typing it. It's the revolutionary new online breakthrough that's being called the next big thing on the internet. Video email. It's easy to use, saves time, and you'll be the first to have it. But wait, there's more. You could also broadcast your own live TV show online. Use it for family, friends, or business presentations. Video email and online TV broadcast? How much would that cost? Hundreds? Thousands? How about less than $4 a day? Find out more. Visit GreatVideoTool.com today. That's GreatVideoTool.com. Do it now. GreatVideoTool.com.
Are you afraid of things that go bump in the night? Dark Force, the true and terrifying story of Bill Bean, has been featured on the Discovery Channel's A Haunting, Coast to Coast AM, and more. Now, Bill Bean shares his amazing story of horror and redemption in his own words. You can own a personally autographed copy of Dark Force by Bill Bean at a special low price for radio listeners. Visit BillBeanBook.com today. That's BillBeanBook.com. And
it's WAMS on the Blog Talk Radio Network. I'm Burke Allen. Our guest is Darshan Shanti, the author of The 24-Hour Champion. Hey, Darshan, thanks for being on the show today.
It is my pleasure, Burke. Thanks so much for having me. I appreciate it.
Now, your book is The 24-Hour Champion, as opposed to a 12-Hour Champion, or, as unfortunately some of us are, 15-Minute Champions. Why The 24-Hour Champion?
Well, that's a good question, my friend. Look, anybody can be a champion. But being a champion 24 hours a day, now that takes something. And that's where the title came from. Being the best you can be, doing the best you can do, having the best experience you can have in your life, in your business, or both 24 hours a day, and also changing your life or changing your business in as little as a day, in as little as 24 hours. You can do it, and it doesn't matter how far down you are, it doesn't matter how stuck you've been, it doesn't matter what problems you have. If you have that commitment, you can change it in that period of time.
Now, lots of folks will want to talk to you or read your book, I'm sure, about things like eliminating stress or being a peak performer, as you mentioned, in business. Something that's very topical to many moms and dads right now are students who are going back to school, whether it's college kids who are away at college for the first time or students who are in middle school, high school, even elementary school. How can you encourage your kids to be peak performers in school?
You know what? I love that question because our young people are our future. And for them to be peak performers, there's a few key things they have to do. Number one, it's believe in themselves. You know, we never go for things we don't believe we can achieve. So if we don't believe in ourselves, if we don't believe in our future, if we don't believe in our dreams, we're never going to go for them. I give an example all the time. If you're sitting down in a chair and I say, I want you to touch the ceiling, and the ceiling's 8 feet above your head, well, you're not even going to try to reach it because there's no point. And that's the point. So when these young people believe in themselves, believe in whatever it is that they want to do, I don't care if it's sports, being great academically, or whatever future they have designed for them, that's the key, number one, believing in themselves and believing in what they want. And if they do that to begin with and then take full responsibility for everything they do, that's key number two. And then focus on where they're going and what they want, not on what they don't. I don't know if you know this, but you can test drive sports cars around racetracks, and there'll be a professional driver with you, and they tell you don't look at the wall because the wall is coming up close when you're driving 200 miles an hour. And the first thing you want to do is look at the wall, and invariably the car goes closer to the wall. The key is to focus on where you're going and on what you want, and then that keeps you on track. So believe in yourself, take full responsibility, and focus on where you're going, and peak performance will be yours.
Stay away from the wall. Makes perfect sense to me, and keeps the level of pain down. What about adversity, and how important is it that that students need to learn things, you know, the hard way, the school of hard knocks, so to speak, in order to really appreciate coming out on the other end?
You know, there's two schools of thought on that. I learned the hard way, and it took me a very, very, very long time to learn the hard way. And I kept banging my head up against the wall and wondering why it hurt every time. And so I finally said to myself, you know what, I don't have to do that anymore. The whole point about the 24-hour champion is to get to the core beliefs, to get to the core barriers, to get to the core blocks, those negative, unconscious stops that control people's lives. When you see them for what they are, you can change your own mind about them. And when you change your own mind about them, your change is permanent. Now, why do I bring that up? Because you don't have to go to the school of hard knocks. Granted, there is no substitute for experience, but that experience doesn't have to take you 10, 15, 20 years.
So the whole goal then is to really ramp things up and to get there a little faster. But there's some, Darshan, I think, that would say there's no such things as a shortcut in life. How would you answer that?
Well, and that's kind of what I was just talking about now. What I do is not a shortcut, although it is much shorter. So let me explain. When you see a problem for what it is, in other words, you bring it out of the shadows, it can't control your life anymore. So, in other words, when you run from your stuff, it's running you. But when you deal with a problem at its core, it doesn't come back anymore. Think of it like a weed in a garden. When you pull a weed out by its roots, what happens? It doesn't come back. If you just pull it out by the top, it does. And that's the school of hard knocks thinking, well, I'll just make it look pretty. I won't deal with the real core issues. I'll just pull out the top part. I won't really dig down and get to it. But that's the best shortcut, quote unquote, in that sense. Get to the core, remove it, change your own mind about it, and when you change your own mind, the change is permanent.
Our guest is Darshan Shante. The book is The 24-Hour Champion. It's available online now at the 24-hourchampion.com. audioandvideo.com, and some pretty heavy praise from folks on the website, you know, audio and video testimonials of people who say that you have changed their life, that you've helped them get focus. And, you know, there are thousands, I guess, now of personal development and self-help books that are out there. What makes the 24-hour champion different than all those, Darshan?
That's one of my favorite questions to answer. Here's the deal. Most personal development methods, I've been saying this for a long time, that whatever, it's books, tapes, they don't work effectively because, as I just was mentioning, they don't deal with the core issues. The way this book is written is it deals with you from when you were young to currently right now where you are, and it speaks to you in a conversational mode, and it allows you to find your own answers to your own problems. I've mastered the art of asking the right question to help people find their own solutions. So it's not a bunch of useless platitudes and motivational rah-rah-rah, sis-boom-bah, and all that stuff. On the other hand, it's deep transformational work that when you do it, you'll have no choice but to find your own answers to the problems that have been stopping you and plaguing you, and no choice but to transform them so that you can be happier, healthier, wealthier, more successful. In other words, so that you can have the life you want in every area you say you want. And that's the key, because you're going to find your own motivation, your own motivation. Notice the difference, not my motivation. In other words, you're going to find out what you want and why you want it. And when you find out why you want it, that's all the motivation you need, because if the why is big enough, the how and all the other things take care of themselves.
In the last couple of minutes we have, I'd like to talk a little about business. As you know, and most of our listeners know, wherever they are in the world, that the economy continues to sputter and struggle. And Darshan, a lot of people out of work, they're unable to get back into the workforce. Let's talk a little bit about the challenges that are presented by this economy, and you know, the hard cold facts, and how you can keep a positive attitude and move forward despite that.
Wonderful. You know, I have a friend, W. Mitchell, and W. Mitchell was burned alive about 35 or so years ago, and then it was in a plane crash after he recovered from his burns. His fingers melted off, his face melted off, and he's been a speaker for all of those years in a wheelchair as a paraplegic, and his message is this, and that's the answer to anyone who's worried about the economy. It's not what happens to you. It's what you do about it. It's when the economy of your mind goes away. It's when the economy or goes down. When you start believing in all the negativity that's on the news and you start thinking that and ruminating on that, that will take you over and take your life over and send you down into a very negative spiral. So I have a very powerful question to ask yourself if you get into that. And that question is this. Are the thoughts I'm thinking right now and the actions I'm taking right now bringing me closer to or taking me further away from what I'm committed to? Are the things I'm thinking right now and the actions I'm taking right now bringing me closer to or taking me further away from what I'm committed to? And if it's further away, stop, refocus, take responsibility for what you're thinking, and look at where you want, focus on that, and believe you can achieve it. And it's the same with the kids. You will.
I have a business acquaintance who once told me that he refuses to participate in the recession. And I think that there's something to be said for getting your mind in the right place to make sure you can get around it. The book is The 24-Hour Champion. Darshan Shante has been our guest. Where can folks find the book?
They can go to Amazon.com and punch in the search box the word the number 24, and then the word hour, H-O-U-R, champion. Or they can go to my website and do it there as well, and that's the same thing, www.4hourchampion.com. And anybody who gets it who tells me that they were getting it because of this show, I will give them a bonus of a 20-minute coaching session, no strings attached, as my gift. They go to my website and order it.
Oh, what a fantastic gift. And the 24hourchampion.com, something special for Burke Allen Show listeners today. Darshan Shante has been our guest. Thanks for taking time out to be on the program today.
My privilege. Thank you so much for having me, Burke. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome. I'm Burke Allen. We're live in Washington. This is the Burke Allen Show on WAMS on the Blog Talk Radio Network.